This morning, we are going to look at a text which comes directly after the text in which Mark preached on last week. A text in which we will see Jesus and His power over disease. But we will see something else. That Jesus is not afraid to get Himself dirty. He's not afraid to go to those who would be considered cursed. And we will also see that men seek Him. Because mankind does seek after truth. And Jesus Christ is calling all of mankind to Him in His truth. And because He does call all men, I can bring you greetings of grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for this morning comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 through 31. And I would ask, as you are able, to please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Reading in Jesus' name. And forthwith, when they came out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And Anon, they tell of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases. And cast out many devils, and suffered them not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they found him, they said unto him, All men seek for thee. And he said unto them, Let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also. For therefore I came forth. And he preached in their synagogue and throughout all of Galilee, and cast out devils. Amen. Please be seated. So last week we heard about how Jesus spoke with power and authority in the synagogues. And after he is done there, he goes to the house of Simon and Andrew and James and John. And Simon's mother-in-law lay sick. And she had a fever. Now it's very interesting how this all takes place, because it says, And immediately they left the synagogue and they came to the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. And Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. And immediately they spoke to him about her. So we see Jesus is gone, and we see they get to the house, and there's a problem. And I think it's very interesting as you deal with this, because what is the first thing that they do? They tell Jesus about her. And part of the reason that I say this is, about a year ago, maybe a little less than that, I spent a day with Linton Silva, who was a pastor from Sri Lanka. And he talked about the different ways in which Americans handle sickness and illness in comparison to how it happens in Sri Lanka. Now, understand, there is a difference in medical attention or knowledge and even availability. But he told me, he said, in America, someone feels sick, the first thing you do is go to the doctor. He said, in Sri Lanka, the first thing we do is pray. And I thought it was very interesting, because as I was thinking about even my life and dealing with my wife and my child, when one of them gets sick, it's go to the doctor. It's not, let's pray together, and then call the doctor. And really, what we see here is that these disciples were relying upon Jesus Christ, knowing that He had the power over all of these things. Now, that does not necessarily mean that He's going to take away all disease and all sickness, but He certainly has the power. Now, we have been blessed with a wonderful medical system, and God has blessed many smart people to be able to treat us. But our first step should still be to bring this to God. Because God is the one who heals. And this is what our next verse really kind of tells us. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve. And I think this is very interesting, because her first reaction then in being healed is to serve. Now, in the last few days, this subject has come up quite a bit. I went to Minnesota Friday and came back yesterday and had a meeting. And one of the subjects of the meeting was how we can help people to understand that as Christians, our duty is to serve. Serve the body. Serve each other. And even serve this world. And see, this is a thing that sometimes we get lost on us. Because we're so happy about forgiveness and we kind of get into this deal, well, I want to hear more and more about that I've been healed from this disease of sin, that we forget the other end. That as a believers, we are called to serve and to do. And we can see how Jesus handles some of these things. In verse 32 it says, "That evening at sundown they brought to Him all that were sick or oppressed by demons. And the whole city was gathered at the door. And He healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And He would not permit the demons to speak because they knew Him." When you deal with this, we have to remember the culture of the day. When people were sick or diseased or were possessed, they were considered to be cursed by God. They were suffering this malady because of some sin. They were suffering this whole thing because their parents might have done something. And good, holy people weren't supposed to get involved with them because it would make them unclean. You aren't supposed to get involved with those people. Look it, God has cursed them. Just leave them to suffer on their own. But that's not what our Savior does. Our Savior goes right out amongst them. And He heals those who are sick. And cast out the demons from the possessed ones. He had no problem with embracing them. And people will ask, what that got to do with us? Well, many times we don't want to go to those who are in our world, who are caught in the midst of sin, who suffer from addiction, who may have some disease that's not very nice, like AIDS. We're afraid that if we go and deal with these people, that we are going to somehow be contaminated. And this is just wrong. We are the body of Jesus Christ. We are Him. As believers, that's what He calls us. And what does Jesus do? He goes out and He serves these people. He cures their diseases. He comforts them. That's whom we say we follow. Isn't it our calling to actually follow Him? He had no issue going to sinners, going to those who He thought were cursed. As a matter of fact, He embraced them. And He loved them. But you see, unfortunately, sometimes in the church we start to think of ourselves very often as clean. We forget who we are. Sinners saved by grace. And these are the type of things that it would do well for us to remember. And the other thing that comes into this is how Jesus handles Himself and His relationship with God the Father. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, He departed and went to a desolate place, and there He prayed. A lot of times in life we get busy, and we forget about this end. We forget about going to our Heavenly Father and laying our burdens upon Him. And this is what we're asked to do. Sometimes we think, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't even know what to pray for. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be special religious language. Tell your Heavenly Father what's on your heart. What's on your mind? What's your cares of the day? Those people who are hurting. God will hear your prayer, just as He heard the prayers of His Son. And this is a promise that we have. Again, I can bring this back. You know, my life has changed a lot in the last, 2.5 years. But with my son, as his father, even though I can't understand him, I want to hear what he has to say. Those of you who are parents, you want to hear from your children. I finally understand why my mom calls me all the time. She wants to just hear from me. It's no different than with our Heavenly Father. He wants to hear from us. And He will answer our prayer. Sometimes in ways we may never understand till a long time afterwards. But He always hears and cares about His children. And if Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, not by adoption, but by the conception of the Holy Spirit, felt the need to go and to bring His burdens and His cares to His Heavenly Father, do we not also? And that's the thing. Yes, life is busy. Yes, life is tough. But bring that tough, busy life to our Heavenly Father so that He can carry our burdens. Because He has promised to do so. And so when He's out there alone, here comes His disciples. And Simon, those who were with Him, went searching for Him. And they found Him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." When I first read this text on Monday morning, all I could think of was, everyone is looking for you. And that is so true. When you deal with people, everyone is seeking for truth. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. When you go talk to people who are unbelievers and they've turned to science, they're seeking truth through science. When you talk to people who are of other religions, they're continuing to search through truth through that. All people are really seeking for truth. We have the truth. God has revealed Himself to us. And God wants to reveal Himself to them. But He uses us. And this comes back to that whole service part. Are we willing, as Jesus was, to get dirty? To go ahead and not worry about being contaminated? Because we can't be. We are the children of God. Are we ready to live in our victory? In the victory of knowing that God has adopted us, that Jesus Christ has died for our sins, and though it will never be held against us, that we can now go out into this world and not worry about that stuff. No matter who they are. No matter what they may be involved in. But we can love them and we can serve them. Because to me, that's really the message of this whole text. What you see, first of all, when Jesus comes to the house of Simon, the whole town brings their people to Him. And yes, He's doing miracles. But they really want to know, what is this all about? They want to hear the gospel in which He proclaims. And it is really no different today. People are still seeking after truth. And are we willing to love them enough to bring them and give them the opportunity to hear that truth? Because it seems, Jesus seems to indicate towards the end of our text here that this is to go everywhere. And He said to him, let us go to the next town, that I may preach there also, for that is what I came out, why I came out. And He went throughout all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. He goes to all people throughout that area to proclaim His gospel. And later on, after His death and His resurrection, He sends His disciples out to teach all nations, to make disciples of all peoples. There is no distinction there. Not if they're good enough, not if they're clean enough, but all peoples. You see, we have been called by Jesus Christ as His body to carry on bringing His message of the gospel to people. To love them and to serve them so that they too can know the truth. And this is the calling of Christianity. This is what Jesus has called each and every one of us to spread His word by talking, but also by deed, by doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before You, we give You thanks for this day. And we thank You, Father, for reminding us of how Your Son treated people. And we would ask by the power of that word and through your Holy Spirit that you would help us to bring that message, to bring that love to all people. Father, work in and through your body, not only here but throughout this world, to bring the message of the gospel to all peoples, for they are seeking truth. They just don't know where to look. Father, help us to bring that truth to them through the power of your word and through the working of your body. In Jesus' name, amen. I would ask at this time that we would stand and we would recite our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He said, sit up on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray with and for them who will now partake of the Lord's Holy Supper. Lord Jesus Christ, thou bread of life, grant that thy holy communion may be a blessing to all those who today shall partake of it, that through the power of your body and blood, they may receive peace and comfort to their souls and be strengthened in faith, love, and a lively hope of eternal life. Amen. Truly it is meet, right, and blessed that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray as our Lord Jesus Christ taught us, saying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.